And with me this morning by telephone from Duluth is Carol Christensen, National Weather Service meteorologist. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we've had pretty nice weather, but what do we expect? Are we into fall now for sure?
We are into fall, and the wonderful, well, as far as fall weather goes, it's been pretty darn warm and a lot of sunshine. And for the short term, we're going to see a few more clouds, maybe a few brief little showers. But through the rest of the week, it's going to stay fairly mild for this time of year. And it is going to stay fairly on the dry side, too. So a lot of the precipitation that's occurring is occurring across just south of Duluth right now. And I don't think it's going to reach the Arrowhead at all.
Are all the little ghosts and goblins for Halloween going to be warm and snuggy, or is it going to be cold for them?
It's not going to be a real cold, generally around 30 to 35 degrees.
Okay, well, now speaking of cold, I read last week that it's supposed to be a cold winter and lots of snow. Now, how accurately can that be predicted at this time?
We can generalize what we think is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
How's that for an answer? You know, that's one of the things we learn in college, you know, how to hedge.
Oh, okay.
Hedging 101. Mm-hmm. But
I saw pictures, you know, of guys with snowblowers and with their earmuffs on and stuff. Are we looking for that?
It's going to be a winter in northern Minnesota. I mean, let's face it. But we are looking at a La Nina. It's developing right now, and that occurs in the South Pacific. But it changes weather patterns worldwide. And when that occurs, we usually get a colder and snowier winter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the experts are kind of banking on right now.
So this is, by all accounts, scientific and not the almanac.
Right. This is from our climate experts.
Okay.
And we run huge climate models, lots of data input into it, and that's what we come up with.
Now, the La Nina thing, just again, briefly explain what La Nina is.
It's when the waters along the South American coast cool much, much more than normal. And when that occurs, they call it La Nina. Now, most people remember El Nino, which is when the waters warm considerably more than normal. And that can wreak havoc on the weather also across the globe.
Do we know why either one of those Ninas happen?
Mm-hmm. We sure do. It's a normal oscillation of the ocean waters. The ocean is just like a big bathtub, and the water sloshes back and forth every 3 to 7 years. So it's normal sloshing, I guess you can say that, for in layman's terms.
Well, that's reassuring. I'm glad there's nothing untoward happening out there.
No, it's very usual.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, and we will talk with you in a week or so. And we've been speaking with Carol Christensen, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.